Yeah, I'll just take that one. Feel so far away. Yeah. That's
I would like some help. All
right. It's always a challenge.
总是很有 OK, thank you.
Have short and tall people side by side.
我们两个一高一低。
No. Good afternoon, everyone.
下午好，弟兄姊妹们。
It is so lovely to see you.
真的很开心看见你们大家在这里。
I just want to start by just expressing a little bit of sorrow and an apology.
我开始之前呢，我想用一点，我就是心里面有一点难过，从这个开始。
You were supposed to be listening to your next gen pastor, Pastor Charlotte, today.
你们今天本来是应该听 Pastor Charlotte 讲道的。
She's lovely, isn't she?
She's, 她真的很好，她真的很非常棒。
Unfortunately, Pastor Charlotte is not very well.
但是她生病了。
So you get me instead.
所以呢，你们就有我今天在这里。Thank you, 谢谢。
谢谢。But Pastor Charlotte was asked by Pastor Ander to speak especially about how do we reach the next generation.
我们的李牧师呢特别叫 Pastor Charlotte 呢给我们 Oh, thank you. This is good. Thank you. 我们李牧师本来是叫 Charlotte 牧师来传讲我们怎么样把信仰传到下一代去。是这个一个 topic 的一个主题。
And that would seem appropriate because she is the next gen pastor.
我觉得这个是非常适合她的，因为她就是下一代我们的孩子的牧师。
But as soon as I knew I was going to fill that gap, I thought we're going to preach on the same thing.
但是呢，当牧师告诉我的时候，让我来传讲的时候，所以我会传同一个主题。
And so today our focus is how do we reach.Children and young people, our children and our young people with the gospel.
所以今天呢，我们会专注在我们怎么样可以够到我们下一代，怎么样可以抓住到我们下一代，把福音传给他们。
And I just want to start by saying I'm so glad that for your pastor, Pastor Ander, this was what he was wanting you to learn about today.
Yeah, 他说我非常的高兴，我们的李牧师，这是他非常想要做的一件事情，所以他心里他真的很开心，为我们的牧师。
Because I believe that us reaching the next generation is always the most important thing that we have to do as the church.
我非常相信我们要把我们的福音传给下一代，信仰的传承下一代是教会首当其要做的一件事情，非常重要的一件事情。
And I want to hold two things in tension.
我想把两件事情让我们大家一起来看。
The first is Jesus promised that hell would never overcome his church.
第一件事情就是主耶稣向我们应许，向我们保证，撒地狱是永远不可能胜过神的教会的。
There will always be the church of Jesus Christ until the day he comes.
教会会一直永远的得胜，直到主耶稣再次回来。
The second thing is not every local church.Lives on.
第二点呢，就是不是每一个当地的教会都是把这个点真的是做出来。
So let me just say it again. There will always be a church, but not every church will live on.
我们总是会有教会，但是不是每一个教会把这个信仰传下去的。
We as a local church always have a mandate. How do we reach the next generation with the gospel?
我们作为教会，我们应该有这样一个使命，把福音要传到下一代去。
Literally, the future of our church depends on this.
因为我们教会的将来是在完全基于在我们下一代人身上。
And so I'm very glad that I just get to come and to just share from the Word of God about this today.
所以我非常开心，很荣幸今天我们能够从神的话语当中去分享这些。
Now.Before we look at the scripture, I just want to say a few other things first.
在我们去看经文之前，我先说几个点。
First of all, I want to thank you for your prayers for me and my family.
首先我非常感谢你们大家为我和我的家庭的祷告。
As you know, in August, I had a brain bleed.
你们大家都知道在去年的八月份的时候我的大脑出血。
And on the day of the bleed, we were supposed to be leaving to go on vacation.
我在八月的那一天本来我是应该我们要全家去八去那个美国去我们要有那个就是 holiday 那个
you can imagine my children and their tears when we had to tell them we are not going to Disney.
所以你们可以想象我的孩子们多么的失望当我们说我们不能够去迪士尼了。
But I believe in large part because of the prayers of the church.I was well, and on January 1st, we were able to go on that vacation.
Wow. 所以呢，但是我感谢神，因着教会的祷告，我们1月4号就再次返回到了这个迪士尼去了。
So thank you for your love and prayers.
谢谢你们的祷告，谢谢你们的爱心。
Yeah. The second thing which I want to just ask is, I would ask you to please keep praying for the church which I am the pastor of, Westburn Alliance Church.
第二件事情，我是想请你们继续为我祷告，为 Westburn Church 祷告，因为我是这个教会的牧师 ，Westburn 教会的牧师。
Westburn is in a big time of prayerful discernment.
Westburn Church 呢，现在我们真的很需要有一个在。正是在分辨的一件事情上，分辨的一些这个时候很重要的一件事情上。
In 4 weeks' time, Westburn is going to have a members' vote.
四个礼拜以后，我 Westburn Church 会有一个会员的投票的一个会议。
And for this vote, it's about whether women should be allowed to serve on our board of elders as well.
这个会议的其中一个点就是我们看看是否会通过让。姊妹们可以在就是这个议会上面在执事上面可以有他们的服侍还是或者是全是怎么样。
So I just ask you for your prayers.
所以呢我请你们为我们祷告。
The third thing is I want to make an introduction.
第三件事情呢我是想要做一个简介一个介绍。
At the young, right at the back of the room is a young man called Storm. Can I ask you to stand, Storm?
Okay.我们在最后面你们看有一位年轻人叫 Young Storm.
Yes, Storm is our new ministry apprentice at Westburn.
Storm 呢会成为我们新的在就是 Westburn Church 的一个新的
Yeah, he moved here from Korea 4 months ago.
他是从韩国过来四个月之前。
And so he's learning about mission and ministry because he wants to be a pastor and a missionary, and he wants to reach the next generation for Jesus.
因为呢 ,Storm 呢他很想要成为一个牧师或者是一个传道人所以他这段时间都在不断的在学习。
And so I ask you, please pray for Storm as well.
请大家也为他祷告。
Yeah, thank you, Storm. So let's jump into scripture.
好，我们现在来把圣经打开。
We are going to look at three different scriptures today.
今天我们会去看三处的经文。
And our theme is we are entrusted with the next generation.
我们的主题就是我们要把信仰传承给下一代。
So starting in Psalm 78 verses 4 to 8.
好，第一处经文在诗篇78篇第4到第7节。
Yeah, this was the scripture we shared for our call to worship.
这是我们刚才在播招的时候出现的这段经文，诗篇78篇4到第7节。
Let me start with verse 4.
好，我们先从第4节开始。
We will not hide them from our children, but we will tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord, His might and the wonders that He has done.
第四节是我们不是将这些事情向他们的子孙隐瞒是要将耶和华的美德和他的能力并他奇妙的作为述说给后代听、
yeah. So remember, today is about how do we reach the next generation.
所以今天我们在传讲怎么样把福音传给下一代。
We start here with this command.
我们先从神的这个使命开始。
We will tell it to the next generation.
我们要把这福音传给，要告诉给下一代。
Now, here in the Psalm, there are two things we are told to share with the next generation.
在这个诗篇的这个金句里面，神说有两件事情我们要告诉给我们下一代。
Verse 3 says we are to share the dark sayings of old.
第三节说我们所听见所知道的也是我们的祖宗所告诉给我们的。
That sounds strange, doesn't it?
是以前的黑暗的事情，他说很奇怪，我们在写在这里要告诉我们，然后我们就告诉给我们的孩子。
And then we're told in verse 4 to tell the glorious deeds of God.
第四节呢，神是要让我们告诉给我们的孩子神的荣耀、神的美德和他的能力。
What we are to teach our children and tell them is this.
那么我们要告诉我们的孩子是什么呢？
The truth about sin and evil and what is bad in the world.
我们第一要告诉我们的孩子这个世界上的罪恶、邪恶和世界上的征战。
And second, how God has overcome that through Jesus Christ.
那第二点呢，我们要告诉我们的孩子神怎么样胜过这些罪恶，胜过这些黑暗。
Suddenly that doesn't sound so difficult, does it?
那么看起来就不是很难的一件事情了。
We are honest and realistic about what is evil.
我们诚实地面对这个黑暗。
But we teach them that Christ has overcome on the cross.
但是我们也同时教我们的孩子们，我们的主耶稣基督已经胜过了这些黑暗。
In fact, that is the way that we always should tell the gospel.
所以这其实就是我们每次传福音的时候都应该这样子传讲的。
Because Jesus and his cross and his death make no sense if there's not sin and evil to begin with.
否则的话，主耶稣的十字架、主耶稣的死都不会有任何的理由，没有办法可以去解释为什么要这样子做。
We start by telling the next generation.
我们先开始是传讲，是诉说神的作为。
Now this is where I want to take a moment to speak about the importance of being storytellers.
所以呢，我在这里我会花一点点时间讲什么叫做我要告诉用讲故事的这样的方式。
The Jewish people had a wonderful practice of how they would share the things that God had done with the next generation.
以色列人呢，他们有个非常好的习惯或者是传统，他们怎样把上一代的事情传给下一代，他们做得非常好的榜样。
And it all began with telling stories.
总是开始于讲故事。
Whenever the family met for a meal,
只要家庭聚在一起吃饭，
they would share a story of something that God had done.
他们总是会去讲神做了哪些事情。
And usually, the way they would be told would be something like this.
通常他们会这样子去讲。
Do you remember the years of darkness?
他会问这些孩子们，你们还记得当初黑暗的那个时候吗？
Remember how our people were slaves?
你还记得那个时候人做奴隶、做奴仆的时候吗？
For 400 years we made bricks for Pharaoh.
我们那个时候400年在埃及给法老做砖块。
That's the first bit, teaching about the dark days.
你看，这是他们做的第一件事情，就是教他孩子们黑暗的时刻。
But the story always pivots.
但是这个故事只是一个导向而已。
But then God spoke to Pharaoh through Moses.
但是神借着摩西把福音传给法老。
Let my people go.
让我的百姓走，让我百姓走。
And so they would tell the stories of families packing their bags and making their bread so they could leave in the night.
他告诉以色列百姓要把他们的东西打起包，把食物装好，把这些带来，预备好，要离开埃及。
They would tell the story of fleeing from Egypt and the parting of the seas.
然后的话，他会告诉他们，他们要离开埃及，要过红海。
And about how God brought the waters crashing down on their enemies.
然后神又怎么样把水借着水柱来毁灭法老和他的军兵。
The point was, when they taught the next generation, they would tell stories what God had done.
当他们告诉他们下一代的时候，他们总是会传讲神的作为，神的故事。
And there is not a culture in this world that does not tell stories.
所以在这个文化当中，从来就没有说我们总是会用讲故事的一种方式去传递。
I want you to think back to your childhood for a moment.
我也希望你们想想你们的孩童时候。
For some of you, you're still in your childhood, and for some of you, it was long, long, long ago.
你们可能有的人还觉得我现在是在孩童时代，但是有的人会觉得我们这是很长时间以前的事情了。
Let me ask you for a moment.
我来问你们一下。
Do you remember all of the lessons that you learnt at school?
你们能够记得你们小的时候所学到的一些功课吗？
Do you remember the lines that you had to write again and again and again?
你还记得你们那个时候骑自行车要一次又一次的骑？
Do you remember every test and every problem that you had to solve?
你还记得你们每一次考试还有每一个问题所要去解决的，你们还记得这些吗？
My guess is, unless you are a genius, the answer is no.
我想除非你们是极其聪明像天才一样，否则这些事情你们是不可能再记得了。
But do you remember...Sitting at the feet of your father or your grandfather and listening to them tell you stories.
但是你们还记得你们坐在你们的爷爷、外公、外婆坐在他们的脚前去听他们给你们讲的这些故事，你们还记得这些吗？
The most important learning that we do is not actually in a classroom.
其实我们学的最宝贵的功课不是在课堂里面。
But it's at the feet of those who we are in relationship with.
而是在那些他们的爷爷奶奶的脚前，因为我们跟他们之间有生命的关系。
In verses 5 and 6 of this psalm,
所以我们再看第五节和第六节。
It says that God has commanded our fathers to teach our children.
神他说，他嘱咐我们的祖宗要传给子孙。
Teach the next generation so they will know, even the children who are not yet born.
他要将他所生的后代子孙可以晓得，他们也要起来告诉他们的子孙。
We learn something very important about reaching the next generation here.
我们学习一些很重要的东西，要把福音传给下一代。
Let me ask you this afternoon, who is responsible to reach the children with the gospel?
我今天下午想问大家一个问题。是谁的责任把福音传给下一代？
Pastor Ander, is he the most important for reaching the children?
是你牧师吗？
Pastor Charlotte, is she the most important for reaching the children?
是夏牧师吗？
Pastor Yan Yan?
是燕燕牧师吗？
The children's workers?
是这个组织学的老师们吗？
Now I hear some of you say the answer already.
所以你们已经知道这些了。
Reaching the next generation does not start in the church.
把福音传给下一代不是从教会开始的。
Begins in the home.
是从家里面开始的。
The most effective way we know for reaching the next generation for Jesus is for them to be in a home where their parents are teaching and modeling and loving them into the kingdom of God.
这最好的把传福音的果效是在家里面，我们用爱的方式，我们用养育的方式，这样子的来把福音传给他们。
And this is important, and I'm going to say something just for a second here.
It's okay, go ahead.
In that the family came before the church.
我想在这里先说一点，就是家庭永远在教会之前先开始。
In fact, the most important institution that any of us belong to is not first the church, but is first our family and the marriages that we have.
对的，我们所有的各个的组织或者是结构里面，家庭永远是第一，先是从婚姻，然后是家庭。
The role of the church and the role of the pastors and the brothers and sisters is not to do the discipleship of your children.
教会的牧师或者是教会不是我们来培养门徒的。
But it's to support and help you as parents and grandparents to be there for your children.
而我们教会或者是牧师是作为扶持家庭来把福音传给下一代。
Many of you know that I am from a country called England.
大家知道我是从英国来的。
And in one sense, I'm very blessed for the land that I come from.
从某一点来说，我非常的感谢，我非常蒙福，我是从那个英国这边过来。
Because there has been a church, the church has been present in my country for 1,500 years.
Yeah, 所以教会在英国有一千多年了。
England has been a Christian country for centuries.
几个世代了，教会在英国。
And if you've ever been, you see everywhere beautiful churches and cathedrals and colorful windows.
你会看见教会在英国非常的美丽，看到那些颜色呀、色彩呀、它的建筑呀，在英国真的是非常的美。
Many of the songs and hymns that are sung in every culture originally came from England.
呀，很多的诗歌，很多的这些就是我们基督教文化都是从英国来的。
And yet,
但是
church after church after church lays empty and barren.、嗯、
但是现在教会一个又一个的教会在越来越空荡，没有，越来越虚空。
They are barren because at some point people stopped telling the next generation.
因为他们开始不把他们的福音传给下一代，就好像一个 barren 就是一个不生产的妇人一样。
I have so many friends.
我有很多的朋友。
They came to church with me when I was growing up.
当我成长的时候，他们都跟我一同去教会。
But today they do not know the Lord, they do not walk with the Lord, they want nothing to do with the Lord.
但是他们现在已经完全的不认识神，完全的远离神，完全根本不想再跟神有之间任何的关系。
And I can tell you what the primary reason is for friends who are still walking with the Lord and for those who are not.
但是我现在可以告诉你，最主要的原因是哪些人为什么还跟随主，哪些人已经不跟随主了。最主要的原因在哪里
？Was Christ honored in their home?
是不是基督在那个家里面
？See, you want to know how to reach the next generation.It begins with our homes.
所以如果我们想把福音传下去，一定是从家庭开始。
Parents, you cannot outsource the responsibility for the salvation of your children to someone else.
父母们，你们有着所有的权柄，还有所有的资源，都可以把福音传给你的孩子，是其他人做不到的。
So I would encourage a few things.
所以我在这里想鼓励你们几件事情。
Praise God if this is already happening.
感谢赞美神，这些已经在开始发生。
And if this is not, let this be your encouragement today. You can start right today.
所以如果我希望今天，哪怕你还没有开始，但是今天我希望是成为你们开始的第一天，鼓励你们。
Your family should set time aside every day to worship, to pray, and to read the scriptures.
你们的家庭里面应该每一天都要分别时间出来，为了赞美神，来读神的话。
Parents, this means you have to tell them the stories.
所以父母们，你们要把故事传给孩子。
And you need to be ready for the many questions that will come.
然后你也会预备好孩子们问你们各种各样的问题。
And depending on the age of your children, they're going to be very different questions.
完全取决于你的孩子的不同的年龄。会有各种各样的不同的问题。
I had a wonderful question from my 7-year-old daughter just this week.
我有一个特别好，我的女儿这一周问了我一个特别好的问题，她才七岁。
When God made Adam and Eve,
当神创造亚当和夏娃的时候
，Did they have belly buttons?
哦，他们是不是有肚脐眼？是不是 belly button 肚脐眼？
Now my 12-year-old son is not asking that question.
我十二岁的儿子肯定不会问这个问题。
But my 7-year-old daughter is.
但是我七岁的孩子就会问。
And of course it makes sense in the mind of a girl who's 7.
那她这个就是一个女孩七岁的时候，她对她的大脑就是这样子的想法。
Belly buttons are there from when we're born.
因为我们的脐带是我们出生的时候会连于的。
Adam and Eve weren't born.
但是 Adam 和 Eve 他们没有出生啊，所以那个时候有脐带吗？
So,
有那个肚脐眼吗？
Now,
let's go to question. 很好。
Discipleship,
门徒培训
wonderful,
是极其美好的一件事情。
And it is challenging.
也很有挑战。
Because I guarantee this.
但是我可以保证。
I don't care who you are.
我不在乎你们是谁。
No parent has all of the answers.
没有一个父母有着所有的答案的。
Do you know what my response was to my daughter?
你知道我是怎么回复我的女儿的吗
？No. Pastor Tim from Bible School with all of his education.
Pastor Tim, 我是从所有的圣经学校圣经出来的。
I don't know.
我完全不知道答案。
But I was able to say, but what do you think?
但是我却反问她说，你怎么认为？
And she had this wonderful image in her head where she was like, well, I think they had belly buttons. God probably just pressed them on.
她就有着丰富的想象，她说我相信他们有，因为神这样子 poke 她一下，他们就有了，戳她一下就有了。
Now that might seem like a very humorous story.
你会觉得这是个很幽默的事情。
But this is part of how children learn the faith.
但是这就是我们的孩子怎么学习信仰。
We sit with them, we tell them stories, they ask questions.
我们跟他坐在一起，然后我们一起来讨论，他问我们一些问题。
And God is rooting himself in their life.
然后神就会借着这样的机会，就在他心里面生根发芽。
If we as families in our homes do not do this work,
如果我们在家里面不做这些事情，
Can I tell you who will do this work?
那我能告诉，我能告诉你谁会做这些事情。
The world will happily disciple our children.
那这个世界就会去使我们的孩子去培训他。
How many hours a week are they at school?
他们每一天在学校多少个小时？
30 hours a week.
30个小时每周。
How many times are they on social media or YouTube learning from the influencers?
他们有多长时间在网络上面，在 YouTube 上面，这些东西是如何影响他们？
How many hours a week are your children at the church?
然后多少个 week, 多少个周你们的孩子来学校，多少个小时你们孩子来教会？
Let's say they're at church for 2 or 3 hours.
来，我们讲，假如说我们的孩子来教会两个小时，
they're、
三个小时，
they're in the world the rest of the week.
然后他们剩下所有的时间都在这个世界上。
That's why discipleship and teaching and evangelism, it has to start in our homes.
所以我们门徒训练，我们的孩子们一定是从家里面开始。
And let's be clear what the aim is here.
那我们来看一下我们的目标是什么。
The aim of teaching and discipleship is not just to fill the heads of young people with information.
我们门徒培训并不是要让我们的孩子的头脑里面有一堆的知识。
Do you know, when I was at school,
你们知道当我在学校的时候
I was very good at mathematics.
我数学特别好
I was top of the class.
我是数学里面的数一数二的
Special tests.
所有特别的那些测试
I actually did a test when I was 14 where I scored the second best in the whole of the United Kingdom.
Oh, wow. 他在英国他14岁的时候他参加数学比赛他是第二名
But thank you for the applause, butLet me just say this. It meant nothing to me.
但是对于我来讲没有意义。
Because I don't love mathematics.
因为我一点都不爱数学。
I can't stand it.
我不能明白。
I was told by my teachers, you have to go to university to do mathematics.
然后我告诉他们你要去那个大学才能教数学。
And I was like, no, I'm never doing math again.
No, 他说我再也不想碰数学了。
I had...the head knowledge, but there was nothing of it in my heart.
我有着所有的知识，但是我心里面一点都不喜爱它。
Now, similarly, when we are teaching the next generation, we can fill their head with knowledge, but the heart can be cold and hard.
同样的道理，如果我们把福音传给我们的孩子，只是把一堆的知识传染到他的脑子里面，但是他的心不是爱神。
The goal of discipleship is not to fill the head.
所以我们门徒培训我们的孩子并不是要让他们有一堆的知识。
But that the heart would encounter and be changed by Jesus.
但是我们的心能够被神来改变。
That's why we need to not just teach our children to memorize the Bible.
所以我们不是只是教我们的孩子去把圣经都背下来。
We have to show them how to pray.
我们要教他怎么祷告。
Help them to understand how do you hear the voice of God.
我们怎么样可以听到神的声音？
It's why when we're involved in the church community, we don't just send them away, we have to involve them in the life of what's going on.
对，所以我们要把我们的孩子带入到教会当中，让他们融入在教会当中，可以来听神的话，而不是把他 push 到外面去。
And if you don't understand how critical it is, let me just share a little bit of data with you.
如果你们不知道这有多么的重要，让我跟你们分享一点点。
All of the research shows that 2/3 of all Christians around the world.
所有的这种 research 就是这种资讯，这种搜索，sorry.
Accepted Jesus as a child. two-thirds of Christians around the world accepted Jesus as a child under the age of 18.
有三分之二的基督徒在这个世界上，当他们还是小孩子的时候，接受了耶稣基督到他们的心里面去。
In fact, the research goes a little bit deeper.
他们的这种research.
Yeah.
这个调查
of young people in Christian homes.
年轻的基督徒在家里面。
The vast majority that stay Christians into their adult years have a real living faith by the age of 13.
当这些年轻的基督徒，当他们在家里面就已经有信仰的人，是到他们长大以后，这个他们都还有活着的信仰，活着的信心。
That's why I'm going to say to you, as a church today, you have two incredibly important ministries that you should never neglect.
所以我今天对着教会讲话，我们有两个很重要的事情，我们不能够忽视它。
The first is the ministry to children and youth.
第一个我们所要重点事情是要向孩子和青少年的施工。
What is going on downstairs right now in kids church might be even more important than me talking to you right now.
我们现在楼下所做的儿童的施工甚至可以比我现在这里给你们传讲神的话还更重要。
And the second ministry is the ministry the church has to families.
然后第二个很重要的施工就是家庭的服事。
Training and, you know, training and equipping families to bring Christ into the home.
第二点就是我们要装备，我们要培训父母们怎么样把基督带到家里面去。
Now, this leads me to say,
所以这样子让我会说
if you really want to live for Christ,
如果你真的想为基督而活
If you want to be right at the front of following Christ and making a difference for His kingdom,
如果你真的是想为着神的国度，为使神的国度不一样被改变，
sign up to get involved in kids and youth and family ministries.
你们真的是可以，要融入到儿童施工和青少年的施工当中去。
For so many churches, it's the area that struggles the most with volunteers.
这是很多教会在这方面施工都很非常艰难，都在挣扎的一个施工。
And yet it's the most important place that the church could put its energy.
然后也是最重要的地方，教会能够在这方面去投入的地方。
What this tells me is that the enemy is doing a good job of making us think other things are more important.
其实这就是撒旦的另一个谎言，他让我们觉得其他的事情比这件事情更重要。
Young people need mentors.
年轻人，你们真的很需要有。
And there is a critical window.
有一个非常重要的窗口给你们，年轻人需要被教导，被导像导师一样，像门徒一样的培训。
Some of the young people in this room right now are in that critical window.
现在的在坐在我们现在教会里面的一些年轻人，可能这段时间就是你们生命当中最重要的一个窗口的时候。
And can I just take a moment to speak to our young people?
我能够花一点点时间对年轻人讲几句话。
You are some of the most important people in our church.
你们是我们教会当中极其重要的一部分。
We love you.
我们非常爱你们这些年轻人。
And we are sorry when we as the church haven't seen you or heard you.
我们很抱歉 ,sorry.
We as the church are sorry for times that we have not seen you or heard you.
Okay.我们很抱歉，当我们在你们在教会当中的时候，有时候我们没有注意到你，我们甚至没有听到你们的一些声音。我们很抱歉。
My greatest desire for each of you is that you would know Jesus.
我最大的盼望就是希望你们每一个人都认识耶稣基督。
And having a relationship with Him is more important than anything else you could do in this world.
你跟主耶稣基督的关系是胜过在世界上任何一件你要去做的事情。
It's more important than school.
比你的学习更重要。
More important than where you go to university.
比你去上哪个大学。
More important than what job you have when you're older.
比你哪一天有兴趣上做什么样的工作都重要。
So I want you to know that you are surrounded by people who want the very best for you.
你知道你们坐在这里的时候，你真的是周围都是希望把最好的盼望坐在你们身上的，呈现在你们身上的。
So you guys keep going and keep learning.
所以你们大家继续努力，继续学习。
This kind of brings me, friends, to one of the very critical moments in the life of a young person.
这个让我想到在一个年轻人身上他最重要的时刻。
There is a period in the development of a young person, usually around 16, 17, 18, 19.
在一个年轻人的生命成长过程当中，通常16、17、18岁这段期间对他们讲特别重要。
Where either faith is strengthened and they push through into being a full follower of Jesus.
他的信心可以一直很努力地跟随主耶稣基督。
Or they drop off a cliff.
或者是他掉到悬崖下面去。
Now, let's just take a moment. There are those of you in this room where you've experienced teenage children, young adults walking away from the Lord.
你们在当中有可能已经体会到有些年轻人或者是 teenager 他们从主的身边已经离开走开
I grieve with you
我非常的难过跟你们一样的难过
But there is always hope that the Lord will bring your child home
但是我们总会有盼望神把他们再带回来
I was one of those young people who fell off the cliff
我就是当初其中的一个年轻人我掉到了悬崖下面去
I walked away I wanted nothing to do with the Lord
我完全的离开神，我甚至什么都不想跟神有任何的关系。
And let me tell you mainly why this happens.
我现在告诉你，这是为什么我会发生的这样的事情。
As you hit your teenage years,
当你到了青少年时期
，your thinking begins to turn to who am I and what is my place in this world.
等到我们到青少年的时期的时候，我们就会思考去想我是谁。我属于谁
And what you need more than anything is wise, mature, inspiring mentors who will show you your worth and help you take your place within the community.
在这个时候我们需要有一个非常成熟的非常好的一个 mentor, 你的像一个老师一样他来带领你他来影响你把你带回到神的心意当中去。
And the worst thing that we do with any person who's close or who is in those teenage years is we tell them you need to be quiet and just sit off at the side.
而最糟糕的一件事情就是我们告诉这些青少年你坐到旁边去安静下来什么都不要讲。就把他吓得到就让他不要再讲也不要再发表任何意见不要有任何的想法他说这是一个最糟糕的事情一个最糟糕的做法
The message I received as a teenager in the church that I was going to is that you're not important because you're not yet an adult
当我在教会的时候我年轻的时候在教会的时候我听到的信息就是说你不重要你还不是一个成人
Your view and the things that you want don't matter.
你的想法你的观点都不重要。
You just need to obey and do what all the adults tell you.
你只需要服从凡是大人告诉你的你只要听就好。
Now, in one sense, with a small child, that's fine.
对一个小小孩讲是可以的。
But as soon as someone is in that age where they're wrestling with who I am,
当那个小孩长大到一定年的时候当他在想我到底是谁的时候
The only thing you hear is you're not loved, you are not valued, and you cannot wait to get out of there.
你会听到如果你这样子说他会听到声音就说我不重要我不爱那我就想要从这个这样子的环境当中这样的地方逃走。
Now, friends, I'm saying this. Can I just give you a few practical pointers?
我能够在这里给你们几个实际的做法。
Things which I believe for the church is incredibly important.
这个对于教会来讲非常的重要。
As soon as a child hits a certain age,
只要孩子到达一定的年龄
we have to start integrating them into the full life of the church.
我们就会把他带到教会当中参加完全教会的生活。
And I'm going to suggest that is around the age of 10, 11, 12.
大概时间是从10岁到12岁的期间。
I'm glad to see some of your young people in grade 6 to 8 here in the service and not downstairs.
我很高兴你们今天是六年级和以上的孩子们今天坐在这里听讲到没有到楼下去。
Because how do we learn the responsibility of being an adult believer if we're not exposed to it? As a child, how do you learn how to be a believer like your parents if you're not in the full church community?
如果你的孩子不是在一个年长的在成人的这样的一个环境当中，他也没有办法去学习如何成为一个大人。
So that would be the first thing I would say. We have to integrate young people into the full community.
所以这是我要说的第一点，我们的年轻人要完全进入教会的整个这样的一个群体当中。
The second thing, and this is going to come to our next text, we then have to entrust them with our community.
我们要第二点是我们要把信仰托付给可以忠心的人。
So let's turn to
就是在提摩太书
Timothy, verses 1 and 2.
好，提摩太后书第二章第一节和二节。
This letter is Paul writing to his apprentice Timothy.
这封信呢，是保罗亲自写给提摩太的。
And he says this.
他这样子说。
You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
What you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to other faithful men who will also be able to teach.
That's right. 你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
Now, Paul is actually writing to.This guy, when he's a young adult, Timothy is probably in his early 20s at this point.
保罗写这封书信给提摩太的时候，他还很年轻，大概在20岁出头。
But Paul has spent years investing in Timothy.
但是保罗已经花了很多的时间在保罗的身上。
Teaching him, training him, showing him, letting him have a go.
教导他，培养他，栽培他。
There is always an onus on anyone in ministry to pass on what you do to someone else.
在我们的服事当中，我们总要有这样子的一些人，他把他的能够传给别人。
Now, I was incredibly fortunate.
我极其的幸运。
When I came back to the Lord at the age of 19,
当我再次回到主面前的时候，我19岁。
So 19, I'm a brand new baby Christian.
我那个时候就是一个完全是一个 baby 一样的一个基督徒。
What is the church to do with me?
那教会能够对我做什么呢？
Just go to this class for the next few years and just learn quietly?
我就是去安静的坐在那个教室里面去听几年吗？
I just met Jesus and I was hungry to go and do stuff for him.
我那个时候刚刚认识主耶稣，我就非常的兴奋，非常的充满热情。
I was very blessed with a wise pastor.
我非常蒙福，因为有一个很智慧的牧师。
Who saw what God had done in my life and said, I have to invest in this guy.
他说看到神在我生命当中做工，他说我愿意投入到我的生命当中来。
Do you know how long I've been a Christian when I first preached in a church?
你们知道当我第一次讲道的时候，那个时候用了多长时间到我开始第一次讲道？
Any guesses?
你们可以猜一下。
Three months, six weeks.
六周的时间他就可以开始讲道了。
Now my sermon was awful.
我的讲道非常不好。
I didn't know much from the Bible.
我真的对圣经不太知道。
My theology was not worked out.
我的神学完全没有。
But the pastor said, there's a guy whose life's been changed. I just want him to tell people what God has done.
但是的话，我的牧师说，现在在这里有个年轻人，他要告诉大家神在他生命上做了什么。
And for me, do you know what I learned?
对于我来讲，你知道我学到了什么吗？
This is all I want to do with the rest of my life.
这就是我唯一最想要做的事情，在我的余生当中。
The only thing I could think about after that is all I want to do is tell other people about Jesus.
Yeah, 在我的余生当中，我就很想要告诉所有的人，神在我生命当中做了什么。
So they helped and they trained and they equipped.
他们喂养我，他们培养我，他们培训我。
And they let me make many mistakes.
然后他们让我犯了很多的错误，他们允许我犯很多的错误。
Can I tell you one of the best things we can do for anyone, whether a child, a young person, a young adult who is trying to do something in the church?
你知道我们能够给一个人最好最好的东西是什么？不管他是小孩子、是青少年还是大人，给他最好的一件东西。
Don't go hard on the mistakes, but encourage them gracefully.
不要给他们太多的压力，不要去指责他们，而是鼓励他们，鼓励他们。
So in my life,
所以在我的生命当中，
I knew what I wanted to do, and I was surrounded by people saying, "We just want to love you and help you and invest in you."
我的生命当中真的是围满了这些人，就是想要帮助我，想要鼓励我。
And so as soon as I could, I went to Bible school.
然后很快我就开始去上神学院。
I didn't like Bible school, by the way.
我不喜欢神学院。
I love the Bible, I didn't like Bible school.
我喜欢圣经，但我不喜欢神学院。
I wanted to be with people, not in a classroom.
哎，我很喜欢跟人在一起，但是不喜欢在学校教室里面。
But as soon as I was finished, I was sent out to pastor my first church.
哇，所以当我是那神学院一旦结束，然后神就把我派到一个教会当中去服侍。
Now, how old does someone need to be a pastor, do you think?
所以你们认为要做一个牧师要需要多少岁呢？
40 30
30岁。
I was 23.
Wow, 我23岁。 我就已经做了一个教会的牧师了。
Who here is 23?
谁在这里23岁？
Still 23.
Yes.
I had people tell me you're too young.
我有的人过来告诉过我说我太年轻了。
So I said, go and read the Gospels.
那是你去读福音吧。
How old were Jesus' disciples?
当主耶稣的门徒有多少岁？
They were younger than 23, most of them.
他们大部分比23岁还要小。
You see, sometimes we make certain things barriers that should not be barriers.
所以有的时候我们自己给自己设立一些障碍。
But you're not old enough.
你不够大。
You haven't got enough life experience.
你没有足够的生命的经历。
You're not mature enough.
你还没有成熟。
And those things were true, by the way, at
23. 对，那些确实是事实。
But I learned ministry in the fire on the ground.
但是我在那个服事当中，在这种我学到了很多。
Now all of this is to say is with our young people, we've talked about teaching them, we need to entrust them with the community and the gospel.
所以这在告诉我们什么？告诉我们，我们要托付和信任下一代，相信别人，相信下一代年轻人。
We should entrust and train young people with leadership at a young age.
我们应该扶持和信任年轻人，在他们年轻的时候，我们就应该托付给他们。
In fact, we can trust kids at a very young age with certain things.
因为甚至我们可以相信一些小孩子，他的很小的时候，我们都可以信任他们。
It's part of a church in Scotland.
在 Scotland 的有一部分教会。
And it was a small elderly church that was trying to reach all of the kids in the neighborhood.
有一个很小很小的教会，一个年老的教会，但是这个教会想要把所有周边的这些小孩子们跟他们传福音。
And we began to get kids who were 7, 8, 9 years old coming to the church on a Sunday.
他们把这些6岁、7岁、8岁的孩子们礼拜天的时候带到教会来。
Without their parents.
没有父母。
Because their parents weren't Christians.
因为他们的父母都不是基督徒。
And so we're teaching them.
然后呢，他们就教导这些孩子们。
But we also see the kids want to be involved.
然后我们看到这孩子们非常愿意加入进来。
So we made them leaders.
然后我们就把这些孩子们做成了 leader, 做成了领导。
Jimmy was our PowerPoint leader.
Wow, Jimmy 成了我们的放那个Power PPT,
yeah.
幻灯片的那个领导。
The seniors in the church didn't know how to use the computer.
然后那些老人因为都不会用电脑。
Jimmy was learning it in school.
因为 Jimmy 在学校里学了怎么使用电脑。
Did he make mistakes?
他犯了一些错误吗？
Every week.
每一周都会。
But he was serving.
但是他在服侍。
There was another boy called Liam.
还有一个小孩子叫 Liam.
Do you know what Liam's ministry was?
你知道他的服侍现在是什么吗？
8 years old.
8岁。
He was on the door at the church with one of the adults welcoming people every week.
Wow, 所以这个八岁的 Liam 和另外一个大人每一周都在教会的门口欢迎服侍接待。
We had other kids helping someone to make tea and coffee.
还有一些孩子们去服侍做咖啡做茶。
And I'll tell you something else we did.
然后我告诉你们还有一些哪些事情我们做。
We taught and trained every child how to share the gospel with a friend or with their parents.
然后我们教他，我们也培训这些孩子们怎么样回去给你的家人、给朋友们传福音。
And you might be thinking, but they're so young.
你认为可能他们太年轻了。
But let me ask you this: Does the enemy wait for them to be an adult before he influences them?
所以我想问你们个问题，你没有想过仇敌有没有想到他到什么样的年龄，那个时候他还开始吗
？No，
仇敌没有这样子想。
Our responsibility is to train and equip children and young people not just to know the gospel but to live it。
我们的目标就是要让我们的孩子不仅是知道有圣经，并且他们知道 gospel， 知道福音，并且他们还活出福音出来。
This brings me to one of my favorite passages of scripture。
这个呢让我想起来我非常喜欢圣经中的一段经文
Deuteronomy 6 verses 4 to 9
在生命记当中的第六章
Now this is a prayer which is called the Shema
这是一个祷告是希玛的一个祷告
And Jewish families would pray this prayer as a family every day
那么以色列百姓呢他们的家庭每一天都会用这段经文来祷告。
And as we read it, you might recognize it.
当我们读的时候，你可能会发现。
Because Jesus spoke about it as well.
因为主耶稣也谈到这些经文。
Here's the prayer.
这就是他们的祷告。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your might.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
The words I command you today shall be on your heart.
我今日所吩咐你的话要记在心上。
Teach them to your children, talk of them in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you stand up.
也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下，起来，都要谈论。
Bind them as a sign on your hand, between your eyes, and on the doorpost of your house and your gates.
也要记在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
Reaching and entrusting the next generation.
我们抓住下一代，我们也托付给下一代。
It's about helping them to know how do you love God with every fiber of your being.
是目的是为了帮助他们要整个全心全人的爱主，我们的神。
The first verse of the Shema.
所以第一个希玛的第一个 verse。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one.
以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
Reminds us that the first thing we do is teach about who God is and what He's done.
这一点就让我们知道谁耶和华是谁，他做了什么。
And then the next verse, loving the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, is about teaching and training and equipping the next generation.To worship God.
第二点，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。他在叫我们要敬拜神。
And I have a picture in my mind with this.
我有一个就像有一幅画一样在我的脑子里面。
I wonder how many of you families have a checklist at home?
你们在家里面多少家庭里面你们有这种完成的事情打勾勾？
All of the classes, all of the lessons, all the homework, all the things we need to do as a family, and you go and you, that's done, tick it off, tick it off, tick it off.
你们在家里面有哪些事情是要一个一个的完成的，你们就一个一个的做完，然后打上勾勾。
My guess is most families have lists like this.
我想每一个家庭都有这些 list, 都有这些。
And the challenge of those lists is, let's be honest, we never finish them.
老师说我们从来没有完成他们所有的。
Because we're always adding more to the list.
因为我们总在上面不断在加增。
But teaching children, young people to follow in God is not about a checklist.
但是我们教我们的孩子信仰不是一个要完成的一个试炼一个事项。
The image I have is more like a compass.
Like a, sorry.
A compass. A compass? North, south, east, west?
Oh, 东南西北哦指南针 I'm sorry, compass.
That's okay. And
Thank
a compass
you. Thank you.
Always points to true north.
指南针总是会把我们指向北边真正的北边。
And so the idea with the compass is, no matter where you go, you can still find the right direction you have to go in.
指南针的作用是什么呢？不管你走到哪里去，它总能够把你带回到北边那个正确的方向里面去。
So reaching the next generation is not about going through a checklist and making sure that we've done everything that is there in the curriculum.
So you want...Continue.
But helping them to learn how do I travel always towards God.
我们传福音的抓住下一代的信仰的传承不是我们要去到哪一个方向而是我们跟他一起穿我跟他一同同行。
If you build into the life of a child or young person true north,
当我们要真正的把一个年轻的孩子带到北边去真正的北边去
if they've learned to love God if they know his voice
如果他们真的是爱神能够听到神的声音
then no matter where they go in the future
不管他们将来走到哪里
they will always know their way home
他们总能够找到回家的地方那条路
for me at the age of 19
对于我来讲我19岁的时候
after wandering from God living in the darkness
我徘徊了时间然后我生活在黑暗里面。
When I felt within me, Jesus calling me back,
当我感受到神在呼召我让我再次回去的时候。
It was the first time in my life that I was grateful for everything that my parents had taught me.
那是我第一次开始感谢神他们一直教导我的。
Because I knew where true north was.
因为我真的找到了真正的北边这条路。
I knew I have to go to a church.
我知道我要回到教会当中。
I have to speak to the pastor.
我要去跟牧师讲话。
I have to get a Bible and start reading it.
我要开始得到圣经，开始来读我的圣经。
I have to start trying to pray every day.
我开始来祷告，每一天开始祷告。
And some of the things that I'd learned as a child that I'd forgotten began to come back.
很多时候我孩子时候学的一些东西我都忘了，但是神让我一点一点的想起来。
You see, one of the reasons this happens, and this is where Deuteronomy verses 7 and 7 helps us.
这就是为什么《生命记》第六章第七节告诉他对我们就有很大的帮助。
There's this beautiful passage that says, "When you teach them diligently to your children."
你们要殷勤地教导你的儿女。
It says, "Talk about them when you sit in your house."
无论你是坐在家里面。
When you walk on the way,
当你行在路上
when you lie down and when you rise up,
当你躺下你起来
What this is telling us is formation of a child or a young person is not just filling their head with knowledge,
当我们帮助孩子见到的孩子不是只是要头脑里面的知识
but helping them learn the tools how to live in this world.
是的我们其实在教他怎么样活出在这个世界上我们怎么样行出神的话活出神的话语
So it's important that we talk with our young people.
所以很重要当我们教导我们年轻人的时候。
How do you live out your faith in your school when most of your friends are not Christians?
你的信仰怎么样活出来当你在大学的时候你身边的朋友都是不是基督徒。
How do I respond in the situation where all of my friends want to do something that I know is stupid?
我怎么样回馈或者反应当我身边的朋友们都觉得这件事情是很愚昧 很可笑的。
Am I just gonna cave to that pressure from my friends?
是我向他们这种压力去妥协呢
Or do I have a stronger foundation where I'll stand firm?
还是我应该有很强的信心站在我的所持守的道路上。
Now that only comes in the life of a young person if we have relationships with them where we can honestly talk about that.
这个真的是需要我们跟主耶稣基督有非常好的关系所以我们能够活出来。
Yeah. So this kind of leads me towards the very last thing that I want to talk about today.
这会让我想到最后一点我想要谈的。
And I was praying about whether to speak about this or not.
我在祷告我是否要讲这一点。
But I wanted to say a very special word to you as a church.
但是我想有些特别的话对教会来讲。
About third culture children.
这个主题就是 third culture, 就是第三文化、是这样子讲吗
？Now,
第三文化 ，third culture,
third culture children,
and the third 第三文化的孩子，他会解释。
So, a third culture child,
第一代文化的孩子
，is a child who's formed by more than one culture.
他们都是成长在一个大文化当中所成长起来的。
And by the fact that you are a Chinese church in Canada.
像我们华人教会在加拿大
means that all of your children are third culture children.
我们是属于第三世界第三个文化的孩子们。
So let me ask you a question. Are your children Chinese or are they Canadian?
你的孩子是中国人呢还是加拿大人
The truth is they're both.
他们其实两个都是。
And they're neither.
或者说他们哪个都不是。
Like it.Your children are living in this very strange place.
你的孩子们生活在一个非常奇怪的这样的一个地方。
Because the relationship that they have with you as first generation Chinese here.
我们的孩子是跟我们第一代跟我们的关系。
Is different than the relationship that they have with their teachers in school.
然后呢，他们的跟我们的关系跟完全不一样，跟他们在学校里面跟老师和朋友的关系。
And there is a part of this that for any child or young person, it's very jarring. There is a lot of tension there.
然后这样子就会造成很大的这种摩擦力，这种摩擦力。
Yeah. Now, Pastor Charlotte knows more about this than I do.
夏牧师比我还要更多的经历这些，明白这些。
Both of my parents were English, and I grew up in England.
我的父母都是英国人，我是在英国长大的。
That was very easy for me, right?
对于我来讲非常容易。
Pastor Charlotte had English parents, but she grew up in the Czech Republic just after the fall of communism.
夏牧师呢，他是在英国长大，英国的父母，但是他们去了一个地方，那个叫什么 ？What's the name?
Czech.
Oh,
okay. For her, there was always a tension between how her parents were raising her and how everyone else wanted her to be.
Yeah, 所以她到那个地方，她的父母对她和她的朋友们对她，让她要成为一个什么样的人，她总是有一个很强的 struggle 挣扎在那里，那个摩擦在那里。
And I don't want to put anyone on the spot, but my guess would be.That for most of the children and young people in this church, there is a similar kind of tension.
所以我想在我们教会当中，很多孩子可能有同样的情况。
Now, I wanted to say something to this specifically, because for me myself, to a lesser extent, I face this same issue.
对于我来讲，我在更少的面对这样子的问题。
I want my kids to be British.
我想我的孩子是英国人。
But already they're like, nope, we are Canadian.
但是不是我们已经是加拿大人了？他们说。
I want them to love football. They want to play hockey.
我希望他们喜欢足球，但是他们喜欢 hockey.
Yeah. Now, joking aside. We have a tension as a church.
我们虽然说是开玩笑，但是我们在教会当中有一个这样的一个压力，会面对这样一个压力。
And let me say it like this.
让我这样子讲。
Are you wanting to raise a generation of Chinese?
你想你的孩子长大还是一个中国人
？Or do you want to raise a generation of Christians?
还是希望你的孩子长大是一个基督徒？
Because the truth of the matter is this, it actually does not matter if our children are Chinese or Canadian or British or anything else. Our culture should never be our first identity.
Amen. 所以呢，不管我们的孩子他是什么样的国家的人，中国人、Canadian 人还是哪里的人，我们都不能够让文化来成为我们孩子的身份，而我们孩子的身份，基督徒才是他们最主要的。
We are training our children to be followers of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要一直培养我们的孩子是 follow, 是跟随耶稣的人。
And so that means sometimes we as, that means for us as the adults, sometimes we have to lay aside our preference to best serve the interest of our children for the gospel.
所以我们有的时候作为大人，那我们要把我们想要的东西把它放在一边，我们要真正投入到我们的孩子身上，把他带到基督里面。
And it's not easy.
不是很容易。
It's never going to be easy.
也永远不会很容易。
Especially when it feels like there is this growing gap.
尤其是当我们长到看到这个成长的差距当中。
But this is where we who know the Lord have to trust the Lord.
但是我们要相信主。
It was put to me like this once.
有一次把我放在这样的一个地位当中去。
Someone asked me, they said, Tim, how much do you love your children?
有人来问我说 Pastor Tim, 你有多么的爱你的孩子。
I said, oh, I love them with everything within me.
我全心的爱我的孩子们。
I don't want any harm to come to them.
我不希望有任何对他们的伤害。
I have this very strong protective instinct.
我有一个非常强烈的心，就是保护他们。
And I was asked, "Do you love them more than anyone else in this world?"
然后问说，你除了爱他们，还有没有比更别他人更爱的
？I said, "Apart from Charlotte, yes."
除了夏牧师，我爱他们就是最多的。
And then this person said to me, "But do you not know that God loves your children even more than you ever could?"
但是那个人说，他说你知道吗？其实神爱你的孩子比你爱你的孩子还要多。
And to me, it was a beautiful reminder that sometimes I can let go.
所以这给我一个非常平安的心，让我知道我的手可以放。有的时候
，Because ultimately, I don't want to entrust my children into what I think is best for their life.
因为最终我不想说是我觉得看我是最好的给我的孩子。
I want to entrust them into what God.Wants for their life.
因为我相信神看为什么是最好的对我的孩子。
And so, friends, I just want to leave you with an encouragement.
所以我最后我想鼓励大家。
This is great mission to pass on what God has done to the next generation.
这是一个极大的时光，极大的呼召。
Keep going. You're doing a good job.
我们继续努力，我们做得很好。
I've been encouraged to spend some time getting to know some of your young people.
我非常受鼓励，当我认识你们当中一些年轻人的时候。
I'm very excited to see what's going to happen in the life of Jason and Noah and Jaron when they go on the mission trip in June.
我非常的兴奋，我想看 Jason 教会你这几个年轻人在六月份的时候要去参加那个会议，是不是？你跟六月份。南门短宣，他说我非常兴奋，我希望看到神会在他们身上做什么工作。
I've been so encouraged to see the way that we together as two churches invest in the lives of young people at summer camp.
Yes, 我非常的兴奋，看到我们教会和英文教会、中文教会，我们一起来投入在孩子的施工当中。
Can I just express a feeling of awe?
我能够来表达一下我所有的感受。
I've seen some of the memory work of your children in the Bible quizzing.
我看到孩子们做那个 Bible quiz 的这个 program, 大家背诵孩子们背诵圣经的这个 program 里面。
I'm a pastor and sometimes I think they might remember more than I do.
我虽然是一个牧师，但我觉得可能那些孩子们比我能够背诵的圣经还要多。
Can I encourage you?
我能够继续鼓励你们。
In the times where it feels like it's really hard.
当我们前面会遇到非常艰难的时候。
When it's like we're spending our time and we're trying to encourage our young people.
我们会花时间去鼓励我们的年轻人。
But it just seems like they want to do everything else except this.
但是他们好像只想做其他事情，这样事情他不想去做，只想去做其他的事。
God honors patience.Diligence and faithfulness.
但是神仍然会非常的对我们有信实，仍然的会保守我们，仍然的会带领我们。
Can I also encourage you to do more?
我能够鼓励你们做更多的一些吗？
Some of the children and the young people in this church and in my church, we need more people investing in those ministries.
我们的教会当中应该要有更多人起来，在这样的事工当中去投入。
Sometimes our children and young people, our older volunteers are wonderful.
有的时候我们有一些年就是年长的这些比较服侍时间比较长的一些的这些服侍的人。
But sometimes they need slightly younger volunteers.
但我很希望有一些年轻人可以起来。
Young adults and students who they,
学生
who they can look at and say, I want to be like that person.
然后你们可以说我想要成为像什么样的人。
Friends, keep on going.
继续努力。
I want to pray for you.
好，我们来为你们祷告。
You know, Father, I want to thank you this day.
天父，我们要感谢你为着这一天。
Thank you that it was your perfect will.
主啊，是你完全的旨意。
That you would fill this earth with people.
你使这个地上充满了人。
And then continue to have generations coming after.
还有一代又一代的人都起来。
I want to thank you for every person in our story who influenced us for you.
我们感谢每一个人在我们的生命当中所有影响我们的人。
Whether it was a parent, a grandparent, a pastor, or a brother and sister in Christ, we thank you for their witness.
我们谢谢不管是爷爷奶奶、是外公外婆、是牧师、是师母、是所有的人，他们对我们的影响。
I want to pray, Lord, that you would strengthen and encourage every parent in this room.
主啊，我求你加添父母的力量。
No parent is perfect, Lord.
没有一对父母他们是完美的。
But I pray that you help them as they love and nurture and invest in their children.
但是主，我们求你帮助他们养育、牧养、培养他们。
I want to thank you for the grandparents.
我谢谢你天父为着这些祖父母、爷爷奶奶他们。
The prayers and the stories of our grandparents matter.
我们的父母或者爷爷奶奶他们所的祷告都非常重要。
And I pray that you help the grandparents in the room to keep loving their grandchildren outrageously.
我求你让这些爷爷奶奶、父母、外公外婆更多的爱这些孩子们。
I pray for the church.
我为教会祷告。
For our ministries and for our teams and our pastors.
为所有的事工、做牧师，我们来祷告。
Help us together to take responsibility for the mission that you've given us.
帮助我们，我们一起来侍奉你这位神，来做这些事工。
To keep telling the next generation who you are and what you've done.
我们把福音、把信仰传给下一代，你是谁？你做了什么？
And most of all, today, Lord, we pray for the children and young people.
今天最重要的，我们为下一代的年轻人和这些孩子们的祷告。
We want to thank you for each one who is precious in your sight.
我们为每一个他们的生命在你的眼中都是宝贵的，我们谢谢你，天父。
We ask you give to every child the gift of faith in you.
我求主你让每一个孩子、每一个年轻人都有信心的这个恩赐，把这个 gift 赐给他们。
Help them to learn your word and to know your voice.
让他们能够认识你的话，能够听到你的声音。
And my prayer is, Lord, is that you would train them and equip them.
主啊，我的祷告就是使你求你帮助他们，使他们装备他们，培训他们，培养他们。
I believe in this room there are future missionaries and pastors.
我相信在这个教会里面，有一些人会成为传福音的人，成为牧师。
And the children and young people one day will have families of their own.
有一天，这些孩子们会有他们自己的家庭。
Passing on the faith to the generation after.
把他们的信仰传承给下一代。
Ultimately, Lord, we ask that your will be done.
最重要的是主啊，我们求你的旨意成全。
Here on earth, just as in heaven.
在这地上，如同天上一般。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you all.
Thank you. 谢谢大家。Thank you.
You did very well.